I'm much
obliged.
And if you're not sure whether you have time to do something or not, you say, I'll have time.
I doubt I'll have time, or I think I'll have time.
And you might have to go downtown tomorrow to do some
shopping.
And if you make a purchase to the storekeeper, you might say he did what he
wrapped it.
And then you got home and
opened it, untied it, or undid it.
Well, he wrapped it, and then you
unwrapped it.
And if you bought something at a real good price and he paid $2.50 for it, and you bought it for $2, you'd say he was selling it.
Well, I'd say it was on sale, maybe, or he was selling it below or off price, or
if he paid more for it than you had to, buying it from him. If you paid $2 for it and he paid $2.50 for it when he bought it wholesale, you'd say he was selling it
below cost.
Would you ever say
at a loss? No, I've heard that, but I wouldn't say that.
And
in the first place, I don't know how you think a regular customer would know what he paid for it, whether it was really below his cost or just a reduced price. Now, and see, this is our business, and we do speak of loss leaders, all right?
What's that? A loss leader is an
item that you are selling at a very low price just to get people to come in the store. Then you have a chance to sell them other things.
That's a good idea. Well, if you saw something you liked a whole lot, you know, like a big painting or something, you said, well, I'd like to buy it, but it, what, too much?
Cost too much.
And the time to pay the bills is when the bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay a club
dues.
And if you don't have enough money or something, you might go to the bank and
borrow it.
And the banker might say, I'd like to lend you money, but money is
tight.
Or
scarce, yeah.
So how do you say that? Money is scarce when?
When times are bad. I don't know.
What do you say, money is scarce nowadays? Or
oh.
How?
Yeah, you might say that. Scarce nowadays. Be a little unusual, but you might hear that.
Well, if you went to a pond in the summertime or a swimming pool, you might go there to do what?
Swim.
And so yesterday I
went swimming. Or swam.
And I have
swum.
And you might go to the diving board and
dived.
And if you dive in the water and you land on your stomach, you do a what?
Belly buster.
And if you might get out and just play on the grass and roll over like that, you know, put your head down and roll over.
Somersault.
And do you ever in the store give something like to customers who are very regular, always pay their bills, or big customers or something, you know, that type of customer? Do you, if you gave something like that or you received something like that, you might say it's for what? It's just a little.
I don't know, gift. I'm not.
Have you ever heard of giving a lanyard?
Oh no. Now I believe I've read that term. Spell that for me.
I'll write it down.
Well, that's okay.
No, that's wrong.
Yeah.
And well, yeah. If you went swimming by yourself, you might not want to do that because it'd be dangerous because of a chance of
getting a cramp.
Or
drowning.
So you might
drown.
And if you did that, you'd say, yesterday that boy
drowned.
And he was
drowned.
And what does a baby do before it can walk?
Crawl.
And if after it learns to walk, if it's a little boy, he might grow up and see a tree, he might begin to
climb it.
And you'd say, yesterday he
climbed the tree.
And if a man likes to or wants to hide behind a low hedge, he might get down and
crouch.
And